Hi there, I'm Hilary, and this is the Short Adept English podcast. If you're new to us, we release a longer, slightly more complicated podcast on a Monday and a shorter, slightly easier podcast on a Thursday. This means that you can practice listening to two different levels of English, though there is quite a bit of overlap. And it's a bit like our Adept English courses, the courses that you can buy on our website. If you find the podcast quite difficult, then you would benefit from our Most Common 500 Words course, because this makes sure that you know all the most commonly used words in the English language. There's a lot of words in the English language, more words than most languages. So it's quite good to focus on the most common 500. They make up a lot of conversation that you will hear. And our next level of course is Course 1, Activate Your Listening. So that is a little bit harder, a bit of a higher level than the 500 words course, and so will take you on further in your learning. And we're working on a third course for you too, so keep an eye on our website. Now let's look today at a couple of nice short phrases. This one that I'm going to talk about started off as a slang word, but it's in the dictionaries now. If someone said to you, "Ooh, there's a spoiler coming up," or they said to you, "Spoiler alert," what would they mean? Well, let's explain. If you've got Netflix and you're watching a series, now a series means it's a program which has lots of episodes, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, and so on. Or you might be watching a series on television. So the word series, an example of a very old series which most people know would be the program Friends. So most of you probably heard of that. Ross and Rachel, Phoebe, Monica, Joey, Chandler. Do you recognise that one? Anyway, no spoilers there because it's such an old series, most people have seen it. So what does a spoiler mean? Well, just imagine you've got Netflix and you're watching your favourite series and you're talking about that series with your friend who just happens to have watched more episodes than you have. And they say, "Oh, guess what? He dies in episode 5. Or guess what? He comes back in episode 9. And you say, "Oh no, it's not going to be a surprise now. I wish you hadn't told me that." Well, that's a spoiler. It's a slang term really, but it comes from the verb to spoil, which means to do something which ruins the quality or the enjoyment of something. It takes away the enjoyment. So if you went on holiday and then you had sickness and you were ill for the whole week, you would say that being ill spoiled my holiday. Or if you had a white sofa and you spilt coffee all over it, then you could say, "Ugh, that coffee spoiled my white sofa." You can say spoilt, S-P-O-I-L-T, instead of spoiled, which is S-P-O-I-L-E-D, but I think spoilt is more UK English than US English, but either would be understood. So back to the word, a spoiler is when you accidentally find out what's going to happen in the series you're watching before you've got to that part. So sometimes people say spoiler alert. Alert means be on the lookout, there's danger here. So a spoiler alert means the other person is giving you a chance to not hear it, to say, "I don't want to know," or to stick your fingers in your ears so you don't hear it. If you're watching the Football World Cup at the moment and your team is playing, but the match is on while you're at work, so you record it to watch when you get home, but on the way home, someone tells you the score before you've watched it. That's a spoiler. You're not going to be as interested in the game if you already know the result. My three children recently were in different places in the Guardians of the Galaxy films. So the younger two had already seen Volume 2, and my elder daughter hadn't seen it. So when they were talking about it, she kept saying, "No spoilers, don't tell me." And when my elder daughter watched Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy, it made her cry. Well, I don't think that would have happened if she'd known beforehand what was going to happen in the film. So beware of spoilers, whether it's for your favourite series or for the football. After all, it wouldn't be so enjoyable to watch if we didn't feel those strong emotions, would it? Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.